Thank you, Brother Lou. Dear brethren, welcome to the 2024 Salem Convention. I'd like to begin with Deuteronomy 4:39. Know therefore this day, and consider in thine heart that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. It is therefore the Lord that we must consider in our hearts. As such, we are drawn to one another as brethren, and the more so as we see His evidence working, His grace working in love in your hearts. Recall Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. We here in Salem would have our brethren of this different path in the world, and recipients of a much greater treatment of one another, walk exactly where promises become precious. As in our theme text, Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. These promises are just words on pages to the common man, but to us, these are letters of light to guide our hearts, exceedingly precious words, which we daily are to hear and become because they have come from God. That's right. God is speaking to you, to us, directly, to you who have by now proved the verity, the reality of such blessings in emulation of Christ. Mark 8:34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Our theme this year is a theme we all must have every year, for it is the theme of our entire life just now, the life where this treasure seems to be locked in a weak and earthen vessel, a vessel which daily must find its human side given up, broken, unable to match up to the standard of love that is the new creature, patterned after Jesus Christ himself, Romans 8:35, who shall separate us, therefore, from the love of Christ? Yes, we are of a new heart, a new mind, a new creation, awaiting the kingdom, perhaps, but more likely it is correct to say that Christ's kingdom awaits for us, for you and for me, to have put a character in heaven's likeness, the character of our Father, exemplified in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is daily with us and moment by moment presenting us before God as a pleasing sacrifice. Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. What could be more important in any day than to listen to God promise us what He will do, what He is doing, and what He has already done for you, for me? Luke 10:42, but one thing is needful. Where is our heart today, brethren? This is one of those singular questions which we do well to ask ourselves. Paul put it matter-of-factly in Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The mark to attain abundant treasure in heaven is this love of God, and God revealed through His love shining back right at you. God asked our first parents about their attire of fig leaves used to cover their nakedness, and we already know we are inherently attired in filthy rags of our fallen flesh. So we must acknowledge not these unworthy habits and tendencies. We are to acknowledge Christ, consecrated to follow Him as He delighted to follow God's will Nothing is grander, nothing more complete, and when rightly seen, nothing more compelling. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23:1. Shall we bemoan our pitiful flesh? No. We are to set the flesh aside in humble acquiescence to God, who loves us because we have embraced his new arrangement with his little flock. He is tailoring our experiences, and through Jesus' sacrifice, our new attire, clean white, but daily, moment by moment, needing our little needlework, cunningly stitched, so these little wisps of humbly choosing the right, the kind, the sympathetic, the loving choices, choices that build to form our new heart as it should be, to fit our future new body as it pleaseth him who loves us so. We are here today, this weekend, and indeed every day until our last in this week vessel, to be conformed to love. Yes, this is what it is that marks each step of every day as purposeful. We are keeping our hearts with all diligence, but especially as we understand more and more of this importance. Have we laid up enough of Christ's likeness in heaven? The humble mind says no, and this would be correct. We still need our advocate every single day. And thus we praise the way wherein he has led us every day. And thus we need our brethren to help us stay this course, keep this sacred way by means of listening, perhaps repeating, then replying to what we will do next. The dear brethren we have asked to be here for you are God's messengers to your heart and to mine. Listen to the words that are the Lord's to bring you closer to him. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The inspired apostle also wrote this from the same letter, 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5 in the Phillips translation. But you must realize that in the last days the times will be full of danger. Men will become utterly self-centered, greedy for money, full of big words. They will be proud and contemptuous without any regard for their parents, for what their parents taught them. They will be utterly lacking in gratitude, purity, and normal human relations or human affections. They will be men of unscrupulous speech and have no control of themselves. They will be passionate and unprincipled, treacherous, self-willed and conceited, loving all the time what gives them pleasure instead of loving God. They will maintain a facade of religion, but their conduct will deny its validity. You must keep clear of people like this. And thus we intend to, by keeping the word of God in our hearts, and appreciate every sound word that comes from the word of God from this convention. For thus saith the Lord, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Deuteronomy 28:12. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Even words of the brethren prepared for your uplift will be appropriate for the blessings to our heart. Must meet certain criteria. I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say, Exodus 4:12. To be prepared for the grace of God, not only be prepared on your behalf by the prayerful study and by careful lines of holiness, but the word must also be interwoven into these following discourses. Then these words will be and must be heard by us, attended to, desired by us, and recognize the secret of the Lord is with them that fear or reverence him, and he will show them his covenant of grace, the divine influence upon our hearts, 25:14. But the listening, the hearing and listening must be voiced aloud to have this transformative influence, Romans 12:2 and 3, and be not conformed to this world, But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. More knowledge shared, more listening and hearing, greater transformation, properly means vastly more humbling. This as it is as it should be, none of self and all for thee. What am I welcoming you with today? I'm welcoming you as I would want to be welcomed, with the encouraging announcement that God will be speaking to you with every quote huddled together into discourses, that God is working in your heart to lift you up, not merely a tiny bit, but because in you he finds a willingness to be led of him, a willingness spoken here in Psalm 25:9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The willingly teachable, willingly leadable, will be given the understanding of how to do this emptying of self, so holiness will rush in, and the heart, the pure heart, will assuredly know by hearing and gratefully acknowledging such words of promise as these: I will instruct thee and keep and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I quoted earlier, that's Psalm 32:8. There is such a wealth in the word, a wealth for the heart, for the character we are to become, a wealth in seeing Jesus and invited with heaven's constant assistance to emulate him, to be like Jesus, to be the love that God, that we find God must have for us, because we believe we owe him so much. We do. We owe him our all, our life. Holiness unto the Lord is the crown of the high priest. It is seen in Jesus. Do you believe it to be true of you? Want to know the outcome before you are done with your little all upon the altar? Become the words. Become those words, the words of God. Find the things that make your heart desirous of being Christ alike. Follow the precious steps every day in his promises for your comfort. Have you noticed how many promises are given in the first person? I have set the Lord always before me. I shall not be moved. So forth. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. We believe these testimonial promises are made such in the first person, particularly those, to engage the little flock, to claim and make these words of God our own. And Jesus said it this way, John 14, 24-23, and John 8:31-32. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So be the word as ambassadors, as runners in a character race, as soldiers waging battle against invisible foes, as a bride perspective, as a productive seed in good ground, as a valued pearl owner, as a virgin pure and undefiled, as a tender heart breaking a precious ointment upon her Lord. Dear welcomed brethren, put your holy ears here and listen to him speak to your heart. 1 Timothy 4:12, be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in love and spirit, in faith and purity. Finally, this welcome from the word: the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Shalom. Salem. Psalm 29:11. The Lord bless your hearts, dear brethren.